Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One of the lasting symbols of the Reformation is Luther's coat of arms. Emblazoned around the coat and in many places are the three solas, the three onlys. Sola fide, sola gratia, sola scriptura. Faith alone, grace alone, scripture alone. For only by faith are we justified by Christ in this life. And only by grace are we saved eternally by God. And only by scripture can we judge all teachings. Holy, holy, holy. The three onlys. Because each sola is cemented in the centrality of a fourth sola, Christ alone. Sola Christi, only Christ. Faith is found only in Christ. Grace is in Christ. Scripture is fulfilled in Christ Jesus our Lord. So if we listen carefully to Christ when he speaks about another set of onlys. Today in his story to Nicodemus. Nicodemus opens our story with and unless. It's helpful to read the unless. Instead of saying unless, it's helpful to read it as if only. Nicodemus means conqueror of people, and he seems to come to Jesus, the rabbi, with a conquering tone of might. He has come for a bit of a debate. He starts with feigning praise. Calling Jesus a rabbi who is a teacher who has come from God. We know, Jesus, that you have come from God because you cannot do what you have been doing unless God was with him. If only, they were thinking, if only he were from God. You see, Nicodemus is in cahoots with the Pharisaical partners in this place here. He says, we know all of these things, but Nicodemus doesn't know. Nicodemus doesn't know. He does not know Jesus. He does not know the power of Jesus. He does not know the works of Jesus. He does not know that Jesus is God. He will hardly concede at all that Jesus is even with God, much less with God, Emmanuel, God in flesh. Jesus, on the other hand, knows all men, and he knows all men, and he knows all men's hearts. So regardless of what Nicodemus has to say, Jesus knows where he's coming from. He knows what he's getting at. He knows the self-righteousness of the Pharisees, individually and collectively. He has warned his followers again and again, do not follow the ways of the Pharisees. They teach the word of God, but they do not follow the word of God. Rather, Jesus has another unless for Nicodemus. Jesus's unless is preceded by the first of three uses of amen. Amen, amen. Truly, truly, I say to you. Truly, truly, I say unto you. Truly, truly, I say unto you, Jesus says. There is no other truth, says Jesus. These solemn truths that I will give you today, there is no other gospel. Jesus could not do the miracles that he is doing unless, or from the Pharisees' perspective, if only he were from God. But it shows us that Nicodemus does not yet know Jesus as the only Son of God. He does not know the triune God. He does not know the only God. The only way to see the kingdom, the only way to see this only God is to be saved. Jesus calls it rebirth, to be rebirthed through water and the Spirit. That Greek word of new birth means literally a new birth. It is a new birth. By the way, it can be translated from above. It can be translated as a new. The big point here is that it is purely and 100% passive. You are saved by grace through faith. This is the Lord's doing, not yours. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. You can't even seek it. It is a gift given to you from your Lord. Man contributes nothing unto that salvation. It is a new birth. It is just like your old birth. Nobody asked you anything about it. You were just birthed. The same is true of the Spirit. And we in our world think that we can know God, or that we want God to be the way we want him to be. Some tries to use intelligence. Some try to use science. They logically try to decide whether God is real or not. But God is not found in the microscope. God is not found in the telescope. Many just try to use their feelings as best as they can. Many times without any real knowledge of what they are saying. But most people understand Christianity today. What most people understand of it is a very thin smattering of platitudes that grandma used to say, combined with sitcoms and late night commentary. Maybe a few Facebook posts here and there. I was talking to a lady a couple of weeks ago about faith, and she was convinced that the Old Testament wasn't an effective host of authority for our lives, because she said, and I quote, "You can't eat beans and rice in the Old Testament." I was like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "The Old Testament says you can't eat beans and rice at the same time. That shows you it's not a good authority." I was like, "Where's that written?" She's like, "You have to look it up yourself." I'm like, "I can't look that up. It's not there." She had no idea what she was talking about. There is no prohibition about eating. By the way, there's no prohibition against eating beans and rice in the Old Testament. "Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless you are born anew, born of water and the Spirit." Nicodemus doesn't get it. He's only thinking about his earth-born reality. Jesus is talking about a celestial miracle given to the people of God from above. It is an eternal election that God has given unto you to be born anew, to be born from above, to be born again is to know the true Holy Trinity of God. And it is completely passive on our part. It is the work of the Holy Spirit that has breathed life within us. In baptism, we are given a new life. We are born again by God through water and through the Spirit. And when water is applied and combined with God's Word, it does something fantastic and brand new the likes of the carnal mind cannot understand. It can only accept. You can only accept the mysteries of God. You can only accept the greatness of God. You can only accept what God has said about himself. The Holy Spirit comes down and creates faith within us. And a whole new person is created and comes out of that water and knows God. Truly, 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 we know that we are saved because these words are from the only Son of God. And they are the words of the triune God given unto us. The only God. Jesus says, "We speak, we know, we have seen, this is our witness, this is our testimony." He is talking about the Holy Trinity. Jesus, the Son of God, speaks with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and they speak as three persons in one united front and give us their words for us to know and to hear and to rejoice in. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." The Father gives the Son to die upon the cross. The Holy Spirit brings you faith that you might believe that great gift of God, that you have eternal life. Because this is what God decided to give unto you. He has elected you from an eternity. He has given you faith in his word. He gives you his own body and blood to continue to eat and drink even unto this day. And only by birth from above, only by the washing of the Spirit of God, only because Jesus speaks for the Father and the Holy Spirit can we know and can we believe these heavenly things. But we do. because God has given it to us to believe and to know. Truly, truly, I say unto you. Truly, truly, I say unto you. Truly, truly, I say unto you. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven, and your God loves you very much. In Jesus' name, amen.